This is the UA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said Saturday, quote, "We literally have no time to waste," as he introduced the team that will advance his climate change and energy agenda. Biden said the country needs a unified national response to climate change, just as it does for COVID-19. He called climate change a national emergency. With Democrats clinging to a slim majority in the House of Representatives and control of the Senate still undecided, the Biden administration may achieve little success in Congress that may potentially force it to depend on rule changes at regulatory agencies to enact change. First to be introduced was Democratic Congresswoman Deb Haaland, who would be the first Native American to lead the Interior Department. North Carolina's top environmental regulator, Michael Regan, has been nominated by Biden to serve as Biden's Environmental Protection Agency administrator. Regan previously worked at the EPA during administrations of former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. Environmental lawyer Brenda Mallory will chair the Council on Environmental Quality. And climate expert and Biden advisor Ali Zaidi, who came as a child to the United States with his family from Pakistan, will serve as Deputy National Climate Advisor. Also among Biden's picks, Jennifer Granholm as head of the Department of Energy. Granholm was the governor of Michigan during the Great Recession when the U.S. auto industry nearly collapsed. And Gina McCarthy, President Barack Obama's Environmental Protection Agency administrator, will fill the newly created position of National Climate Advisor. If confirmed by the Republican majority Senate, Haaland would be the first Native American to hold a U.S. cabinet position. Regan would be the first black man to lead the EPA. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Army general in charge of getting COVID-19 vaccines to the United States is apologizing for what he calls miscommunication with states over the number of doses delivered in the early stages of the rollout. Just like Pfizer's vaccine, Moderna shots are expected to start right away. General Gustav Furnas says between the two vaccines, there will be 7.9 million doses delivered next week to hospitals, doctor's offices, and pharmacies. He said they remain on track to allocate around 20 million doses of vaccine to all jurisdictions by the end of December. He said distribution of those doses would extend into the first week of January. General Perna is also apologizing for states not getting the number of doses they thought they would at the start of the rollout. British scientists were scrambling Saturday to work out whether a mutant strain of the coronavirus, which has been spreading rapidly in England this month, may be resistant to the crop of newly developed vaccines. The strain was first identified on December 13th in the county of Kent in southern England. Initial analysis by government scientists suggests it is growing faster than the existing viruses. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson held an unscheduled meeting of ministers Friday amid mounting alarm about the threat posed by the mutant strain. Johnson said at a press conference Saturday, there is no evidence so far to suggest vaccines will be any less effective against the new strain. Thai citizens voted nationwide on Sunday in provincial elections that marked the first test of democracy since a general election last year that drew accusations of manipulation and helped inspire months of youth protests. The elections in Thailand's 76 provinces outside the capital, Bangkok, are the first since Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who kept power after last year's ballot, overthrew an elected government in a military coup. Polling officials reported a steady turnout despite Thailand's biggest daily surge in coronavirus cases on Saturday in a province outside Bangkok. And U.S. President Donald Trump has tweeted his first comments about a widespread data breach across the U.S. government. In a pair of tweets, President Trump suggested without evidence that China, not Russia, may be responsible for the attack. The government cybersecurity agency has warned that the intrusions pose a great risk to government and private networks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia was, in his words, pretty clearly behind the cyber attack. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.